Hello, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment for us all to stop and listen to God together. Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 2. Is anyone thirsty? Come and drink, even if you have no money. Come, take your choice of wine or milk. It's all free. Why spend your money on food that does not give you strength? Why pay for food that does you no good? Listen to me, and you will eat what is good. You will enjoy the finest food. Much of Isaiah's prophecy is dominated by the theme of judgment. The people had wandered away from God and had lived lives that were a complete disappointment to him. They'd worshipped other gods and had neglected to care for the poor and needy. But through it all, God's deep desire was to bring the people back to himself, and so he promised to send his servant to bring them salvation. In today's reading, God's incredible offer is spelt out. He alone was able to satisfy their deepest need, and he was willing to give them everything they needed freely. The offer today is just the same. God sent his servant to us in the person of Jesus Christ, and he offers his gift of forgiveness and new life to anyone who will accept him into their lives. He only looks to us to be willing to give up our own self-centered life and to live the new life that he gives us in the power of his Spirit. It's all for free. Sadly, in our cynical society, everyone gets suspicious when they hear that something is being offered for nothing. I would admit that as soon as an email or letter arrives assuring me of untold riches for nothing, I immediately switch off. If it seems too good to be true, it's probably nonsense. But here God offers us drink and food that can satisfy us completely, and they are absolutely free. Persuading other people that it's true and not yet another gimmick is something that we can only do as they see the reality of salvation in our own lives. I thank God for those people whose integrity, compassion, and humility persuaded me that the Christian message was nothing less than the truth. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for your limitless generosity. Help us to find ways of passing on your amazing invitation to those whom we meet day by day. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope that you'll tune in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier. Have a great day.